Here are the directions for part 3. In this part, you will hear 5 passages, F through J. The passages represent real-life situations and may contain sound effects. Each passage will have 1 question, number 21 through number 25. Before each passage, you will have 10 seconds to read the situation and question written in your test booklet. After you hear the passage, you will have 10 seconds to choose the best answer and mark your answer on your answer sheet. The passage will be given only once. Now, let's begin.
F. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 21.
Attention everyone, we have some important announcements, so please listen carefully. The 7:15 ferry to Whitmore Island has been held up due to engine trouble. Our engineers are working to fix the problem, but we expect a delay of at least 2 hours. Affected passengers can come to Window A to collect a voucher for a free breakfast at the Central Terminal Cafe. Due to this situation, the ferry bound for Mathers Island will make an unplanned stop at Whitmore Island to deliver equipment to our engineers. This will delay arrival by about 1 hour. If you have a tour or activity reservation that will be affected by this delay, please come to Window B before boarding. The ferry will depart on schedule at 7:40, so please line up at Pier 2 by 7:30. We apologize for the inconvenience. And we hope you have a wonderful day exploring the beautiful offshore islands.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
G. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 22.
The beaches you'll be visiting are habitats for venomous jellyfish. The risk of getting stung varies with the season. You wouldn't need to wear protective clothing in June or July, for instance, as there aren't many jellyfish around then. But since you're traveling in December, it'd be wise to buy full-body stinger suits, which protect against jellyfish tentacles. Currently, if you buy one, you get another at half price, as long as it's the same brand. Over here is the Stinger Pro. It offers good protection at a reasonable price. Please note it only comes in adult sizes. On the next rack is the Go Water Suit. While the tag says it's for protecting against sunburn, it's made of spandex like the others, so it offers the same degree of protection against jellyfish stings. Finally, we have the Swim Easy. It's priced higher than the other two, but it's more comfortable and comes in a wider range of colors.
Now, mark your answer on your answer sheet.
H. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 23.
The Barrett 500 and the EasyClean are the current champions in terms of suction power. They'll pick up pretty much anything. The Barrett 500 is 20% off this week, so you could take it home for just $340. You'll easily get 45 minutes of cleaning time with it. The EasyClean is just $250, but it loses its charge very quickly. The Floormaster 3 is quite well-rounded. It'll handle anything from dust to fur, and the battery lasts about half an hour. It's regularly $340, but with the $50 manufacturer's rebate, it's just $290. This model, the Filter King 3, has 30 minutes of battery life and is just $280, but it's somewhat lacking in the suction department, so pet owners and people with thick carpets tend to avoid it.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
I. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 24.
One popular podcast these days is Politics of the Present. It deals with the latest headlines and it's sometimes fascinating. Their fact-checking sometimes leaves a bit to be desired, though. I also listen to the Jerry Hauser show. He goes in-depth with extremely thoroughly researched commentary on politics. It seems like producing his podcasts is time-consuming, though, so information is sometimes out of date. News We Choose is a daily show on the latest developments in American politics. Its strong bias makes me doubt the reliability of some of their information, though. Finally, there's the Wendy Iyer podcast. She discusses a wide variety of topics. I wish she went into a bit more depth on some of the topics, but it's an awesome overview of the latest developments in national politics. I'd give it high marks in terms of factualness, too.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.
J. You have 10 seconds to read the situation and question number 25.
I'd like to give you some feedback on the list of colleges you showed me. I think it's good you've chosen to apply to college now rather than during your gap year, so you can take that time to focus on yourself. Marvis College emphasizes that they value the experience gained during a gap year. It's too bad they're cutting back on so many programs. They'll only be offering a single semester of study abroad by the time you start your freshman year. Corvain University, on the other hand, has a thriving overseas studies program with campuses in 10 countries. And there's no reason to believe they'd look unfavorably on your delayed admission. Ophelia College also offers numerous overseas studies options. However, they will require that you write clearly in your application essay about how your gap year will advance your personal growth. And since you're not yet sure how you'll spend the next year, that might be a bit difficult.
Now mark your answer on your answer sheet.